people say it's also possible that it could be Yisur Shalal. Could also possibly be. So he says, no, the pasuk goes on Yisurim for an Aver. And we tell us for some then, it means that the Yisurim is embarking up an Yisur Shalal. I was very lucky, I'm very lucky, never breathe the Yisurim. It's sort of a derish up. Never breathe the mouth of civil charges. Never breathe the mouth of Mesa Lokecha. And all Kabbalah, you have to put salt. Sometimes I have boys in Yeshiva, I give a clean and learning, so I ask them, do you have to salt only flesh of the Kabbalah? Do you have to salt the other Kabbalah that have no flesh? The mincha, the original pasuk stayed by mincha. I call the chas katak in that. I can't buy mincha, it's more common. The Rambam says that if he didn't salt the mincha, it's possible after the b'riyad. But all other kabbalahs, if he didn't salt the kashu b'riyad, but mincha is possible b'riyad, the salting has absolutely nothing to do with salting to take out, to remove the dam. Salting to remove dam is a different edict. That's for us, we're not letting dam. And the bechin eat dam. The salting, but in the bechin, a different mitzvah. I call kabbalah katak in that. I call the chas katak in that. Two different things.
It's part of the mincha or it's a
The Rambam holds that it's not it. The Mishma says, like Malach is kosher. The Rambam passim is against him. Like Malach is tough. And all Kabbalah, all other Kabbalah sides of Mincha, the Rambam passim is not the Yati. The separate is, Rami Lachachiv is not the Yati. So the word Bris is mentioned in the Chumash in connection with Lelichan Kabbalah. The name of Bris, the Yisur, and the Chiv, and the Bria Bris, at the end of the Tzedek, and my Bris on the Melach, not when my Tzedek is Habasar. It has an effect. It has an effect on the flesh. This I'm the Yisur, Yisur, the Mark and call up an Isav, Shel Adam. Jason thought, what, he had a habit there, Shabbat, isn't that understood? That's the purpose of Yisur.
Well, that's the technique
of the market. Only will have their effect, whatever their effect is. In other words, what's the effect? Mirazera, Yarach Yomim, and Talmudim is Kan Shnema. Chavis Hashem Yor Yatsir. So the effect that Yisur Shalahava can have on a person will only come about if he's Mekabalus Nehava. But if he's not Mekabalahava, the guy's grumbling, and he's angry about this, and he doesn't accept that Yisur Shalahava won't have the effect. What if it's not Yisur Shalahava? We're talking about normal people. Not Yisur Shalahava Madregis, but they're normal people. People do have errors, but not in hurry, and the people who don't income tax, the human enemy, and so other people, you know, normal parts of the dog. So when we get Yisurim, we're not getting Yisurim, we're getting plain old Yisurim for our errors. So that also is only the chapter if you have, if in the Kabul they have, or what if you grumble? What if you complain the whole time? You don't have Mashem Yichud. You don't say, here we're going to do the Kabul Yisurim. What if you don't have? So some Achrayim want to say that that's what he's driving at. That even though he's quoting the part of Lashashvis Melach Ris al Kecho, the din of Melichan Kabbalah. Melichan Kabbalah has nothing to do with drawing out Lod Zaharai, that it even applies to Mincha, but that's what his Gzereshav is. And just like Melach, in Mamatek, it's supposed to, whether you have a Lishen Yichud or not, the Goy, the Shvartin, the Butchasha, can talk to me. You can't be asked what to trust him. You have to have Mashiach as the one to make sure. But the Noah has to be done by Yid. The Shchita has to be done by Yisrael. The Noah and Shokha, is the Shkitat of the Leila, but the Malicha, the Nikr, removing the Gina Nosha, removing the Chutachim, yeah, as long as you put the salt on, it's going to have its effect. But since, just, that's the Zereshav of the Rishmokish was driving it. Just like if you put Dam, it's from Matekas, it's Abbas, whether you have Kavon, you don't have Kavon, it doesn't matter. So too, we're talking over Yisum, Shayim Shalav, Yisum for Adairis, but even if the person is complaining, it's a marking, Kavon Rosh Hashanah, doesn't have to be the Kavon of Yahav. It's different from before. It's not that it's a machlokes. We're talking about different yisurim. The first one required to be mekabel me'av. If it's yisurim shalav to accomplish that goal, yirazera yarach yomim chayvus hashem liyom yatsir. He was talking about kapora al kol avanoso. So this kind of yisurim malaches is even if it's he was that kind of. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. If he's not coming out, it doesn't have these effects. Yeah. Yes. Not by Sarah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Tanya, Rav Shimba Yechayim, Shalash Matana, Yisrael, 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 If a person pays for something, so it's more precious, he realizes that it's more valuable to him. The only Bali Musa in Europe, when he used to hold the drush, he used to charge entry. He used to charge the people to pay. What they needed is, they just to pay half a dollar. No, they thought that if they'll just give up Musa Shmur, they'll go in one ear, not the other, they won't pay attention. But if you charge them a little bit of money, so then it'll be more meaningful to them. It's based on Imam Baba Kama. Imam Baba Kama says in the study of the man of Zala Chasim. The Gemara has the study of Zanet of Zala Chasim in the second period. So the Gemara says, they had a shayla, what's the dish? So he said, how does the famous Shirai? They said, what's the right? He said, L'chit Shamishli. Do me some service, then I'll tell you the right. What does it come to do some service? So in the portion of the Bali Musa gives this Mishab. So some say that that's why. If you'll pay me some money, you'll pay me some services, then you'll cherish more. Yeah, then it'll be more valuable to you. Yeah. So the Gemara says, I don't know, that probably means a different thing. That Gemara will become, actually the Magen 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 Shah Kram means if a doctor knows that he's going to get paid, he's going to be more conscientious in doing his job. If he thinks they're going to get paid, he's doing a favor anyway, he may not be so conscientious. It's not one of my clients, I'm not making a panos on it. So he may not be so conscientious. I think that Gemara goes on inside the doctor. How conscientious will a doctor be? It's a different thing. If the fellow pays, so the one he's paying is more interesting, it's going to be more meaningful to him. Because I have to pay money for that. So I better get every word. So that's get the money for it. So that's what the Gemara, the Chayyim means over here. Shimbai Chayyim says that some things HaKadosh, some very important things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us only like these Surim, that since we had to pay a lot for this, there should be more, we should realize later that it's really valuable and it should be more meaningful to us.
According to that, Maya Chayyib,
this is
good. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we pay for it,
Look at the Baal Shalom, give us Yisurim Talim, other forms of Kapur. But these Yisurim, to make something meaningful, these are different kinds of Yisurim. They were hanged, what are the three things? Torah, Teres Yisrael, the Ho'ilam Abroad. Teres Yinayin Shunem, Asher Agar Shetesh, Shetesh Ha'fer Yoh, Umit Teres Chasam Amdenim. It's been Gantin at different times. Gantin at different times. The Yisurim are, that the Minayim gives them trouble, so they accept them in the Yeshiva. Then the Rebbe throws them out, whatever, and then the Rebbe screams at them, the Shiyan, he has the stupid catch, and he's embarrassed, Allah. Sometimes it's embarrassing, it's stupid cash, and the Rebbe has stated. The Rambam writes like that, no. That the Ikat Slacha that a person has in learning, he's quoting a Gemara, or an Edush, I forget it. The Rambam has another commentary. The Ikat Slacha is Chachma Shalamadati Biyak. The Pasuk says, Chachma Shalamadati Biyak. Chachma Shalamadati Biyak. When the Rebbe was angry at me, and he screamed, because I asked the stupid cash, and he screamed it, and he explained it, so that time I paid attention more. That's kind of based on this Gemara. That the Torah is nicknames are they Yisur? If the person pays a price for it, then he's going to get a lot. The more you pay, so the more you'll get. So the pasuk is different guns in a different cash. Ashrei hakeber she'tefer yoh mitaros v'salam denu. You teach the person Torah Ayidei Yisurim, which is a hechsher for learning Torah. Guns in a different type. It's not that it's a mechila for the avodas, and it's not that it's a tzurim shel avodah, and it's Torah Guns in a different shot. He does these, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Yisurim as a tashlumin for the hatzlocha learning, like to the idea of Chacham Shalom Adi Tidiyah. It could be the Mashiach quotes that Ram. One of the portion on the top, I think, quotes that Ram. The Chacham Shalom Adi Tidiyah. When a person suffers a little bit, the one who is Mizbadal, the Rei Torah, will succeed more. He will remember that favor better. The key of Amalek shall serve. That's what used to say a lot. That the Gemara says in Nida that before the baby is born, the Malach teaches the baby when he's going to call us a recruiter, then the Malach slaps him on the cheek. Slaps him on the cheek and he forgets everything. So the Rebbe said, why does the Malach so mean that he claps to everybody that they should forget? So he says, even if the Malach wouldn't make him forget, he would have forgotten anyway, because since the Malach poured it into his head, he had no idea about Malach Shofer, he would have forgotten anyway. So forget, the Malach makes him forget everything he's doing on the paper. You should have to work later to have idea about Malach Shofer. The Malach from one, Rashi quotes from the Sifra, and the pasuk at the beginning of Luchakaita, and Luchakaita Tel Echo, what is Luchakaita Tel Echo to observe the Mitzvah Satar Shteka, that's Luchakaita Tishmur. And Lavai, Shetiyah Meimim Atar, there's a special union So what God, if the person jerks his back and he goes in his legs and he doesn't push in and he relaxes, he doesn't have to hate. The person has to jerk the heart a little bit. You have to cause yourself to suffer, but a person should be try to straighten himself a little bit. To be clean. Yes. Why is the man thinking that he knows it's going to make him forget in the end? Because if the person wants to learn it, so that's going to make him forget. The Gemara asks something similar to that. The Gemara in the end of Shabbat says, what's with the gear? So the Gemara says that he's given a different Lashonah. After he's in Gair, so the Lashonah switches, right, he cut Lashonah, and like a baby, he's going to get the new Lashonah, so the gear also gets the new Lashonah, and that new Lashonah will... So to have Hatzlach, I'm learning it's essential that a person should have Yisun. The more Yisun will have, the more Hatzlacha he will have. The Rashash in one place in the Ilonis, he writes that the Netzir, he met the Netzir on one occasion and still gave him a turn. So Rav Levin writes up, I forgot what he calls it, from Mishnah Mishita, but he writes about the Netzir, so he writes up that whole incident that they met each other, and the Rashash here from this Kasha that was bothering him for years, and the Netzir told him the turn right away. So Rashash had such a Chalisha Tadat, he was a great guy, the Rashash. It's such a chalisha tadat. How come I was working for years and I never thought of that parent? And you gave it out just like this. So he said, because you're a rich man. You know, the Rashash was very wealthy. He was a Rosh HaKol. He wasn't a Rosh. So he said, you're a rich man and you learn me Tarekhara. Everything is with wealth, with a lot of food and everything. And I'm a poor man and I learned with Yisurim. So that's why the Rabban Shalom gives me more Hatzlacha and learning. Yeah, more of a chalisha tadat. I think about Chabdallah or something, he quotes the term, he doesn't say the whole story, he just quotes the Yed Bekasha to the Nitzim, he gave him that term. That's what the Gemara says, that there's an important idea of Amonah Shoter, waiting for Yerik Yisrael to see it.
That's why
he's saying
Zorah
Mibnei Aniyah, that they have more Amonah Eretz Yisrael d'chzid, ki kashi yatri shezroi Hashem alakecha miyasreko, on the way to Eretz Yisrael. On the way to Eretz Yisrael. So basic, Hashem alakecha miyasreko, there's the table. Yeah. So today, the Israeli government wants to help everybody to answer the Yisurim in order to betray their Yisrael. So you go on our Yisrael, you get very hard. You get everybody very hard. There's nothing more. If you have Yisurim, then it'll be more valuable for you. Then when you finally make your Aliyah, then it'll be more significant. Then it'll be a greater kingdom. How do you know? My boy, the Sid Kinevis of the Torah, the Derechayim, Tochachas Musa. Derechayim means, Rashi says, Chai, well, my boy, how did he get it? Tochachas Musa, Lord, if the person suffered Yisurim, Tochachas Musa means Yisurim, then this is the way to be kind of my boy. We might as well continue with more about this. We got an extra. In the beginning of Parshas Toldos, we read the way, in the middle of Parshas Toldos, we read the way Yitzchak Avinu requested of his son Esau that he should go hunt for him and he should shech him some flesh and he should put him in a good mood in order that he should give him a bracha. That a person can only give a bracha when he's in a good mood. The Rashi comes in the Medrash on the Pasuk, Sono Kelech, Otanya Chavakashtecha Pashkita Sono, pick up, take along the Kelech. The Rashi says, Sono means Lahashchis, the sharpen. Sharpen the knife, as it says in Beit Zedav Kof Chesheima, Ela Mashiach, Gami Chavetot, to rub one knife against the other to sharpen it, and it's called Lahashchi. So he quotes in the Medrash Rabba, Chadei Tzakincho, Shchot Yofa, Shalot Tachilayim Yireilo. Sharpen the knife to make sure that it has no tegina, and you shouldn't give me trace in the table. So that is going to have a tegina, so I don't want to eat the flesh. So the belt breaks our kashas. But obviously Yitzchok thought that Ezra was Azad Tzadik. He started the fit, thought that he saw him back
again. Why did he have to warn him?
What did he have to warn him? Let's say, I asked my wife, I'd like to have some flesh. I say, make sure you buy from the kosher butcher. What's the allergy? Of course, obviously. You have to warn him, make sure you don't give me the favor. The belt says, what's all in the function of this kind of marriage? What's the shot? So the belt says that there's a machlokes hatarayim in Bava Kama and other places where they're sooner. It's supposed to be called a mitzvah sarayim. I'm talking to you and the rabbi. And at this time, Yitzchak was blind. That's why he didn't know who it was. And it's Yankee Varese. That's why he was able to fool the phone. He couldn't see anything. So So he told them that you shouldn't think that the din is like Rav Yehuda, that it's almost stop in the Kol HaMitzvah. Make sure that that you don't give him the faith. So this vessel that the Vel says, there's a whole literature on this, and I showed him, they write a whole literature. Rabbi Kivegel, Achil Cheshchit, in the beginning of Yerodeah, Chedat Yerodeah, has a whole machlokes with other achrayim, according to the Tanna Rav Yehuda. Rav HaPosim don't hold like Rav Yehuda. The Mogen HaPosim has a Kriyash Makos. I think only the Rabbeinu Yeruchim passed like Rav Yehuda, that the Tumas started to call on Mitzvah, and all the other Rishon passed against Rav Yehuda. The Tumas Chai to call on Mitzvah. But in things you know that they didn't win it in like Rav Yehuda, that it's still a spot to be called on mitzvah, so Rabbi Kivegel and Hilchos Shechita has a discussion exactly what mitzvah is he passed from. Is only passed from mitzvah Tetzvah? Does that mean it's a sukkah? Or does it even mean that he's passed from mitzvah Tetzvah? He can eat chazer also, he eats races also. Some have heard him say that he is Muzan Leitzah. He is Muzan Leitzah. But some say that that's what Yitzchak meant. Atum is part of the call on this. I want you to know it's only part of from it's only part of from Mitzvah Tetzvah, it's not part of from Mitzvah Tetzvah. Others say no. Others say no. Rabbi Kivegel is not. That is part of from the Kivegel himself. What's that place? That's just another comment. That the stum is part of the call on this. Will be like a nachri. The Bible will be like a nachri. If he's not committed to violate like that, it doesn't have to fulfill Mitzvah Tetzvah. But if he's still moving on the lava, then he won't be like a nachri. He will be like a great bomber. The contentious is mashma that if he holds the student's part in the Kol HaMitzvahs, he's part of them based from Etzim and based from Lavin. This shows that what was the whole discussion? Said, what is it? Mashma, he said, Halacha is like, Halacha is mashma. So they have a whole discussion about it. Others have to tackle all on this. Others have on this that, that the Gemara says that in the Midbar, the Sanda Chira was Musa. But you didn't have to have, Shechita. If an animal drops dead on its own, that's an event. If you shoot it and it dies from bleeding, that's an event. So that you're not allowed to eat. The whole deal of Shechita, as we know, the Chumash of Shechita, was only Rishon HaShoah HaYardin. The Gemara has a discussion about the topic for Rav David, who was at the time. What does that mean? That the time the Chira that was left over in the course of the Yardin, when they were in the midpoint, it was kosher. It was not as kosher. Not that it was revealed in the Mutas. How can we come trace now? The Gemara has decided what to do. Anyway, the time the Chira is here, it's so low, it's not allowed to eat it or not. But this was also this. Yitzchak Avinu was Kaidan Shav Yisrael Vayarden. This is before the Yisrael walked into Eretz Yisrael. So what did he tell him to shop in the night? Start the Chiris Mutar up until Shlis. Not that it's Osir in Chutz, in Eretz Yisrael Mutar Chutz Lorez. The man of Eretz Yisrael Chutz Lorez. Kaidan Shnichnin to Yisrael Lorez. The Tan of Chiris Mutar, like Milam Priya. The Gemara says that Priya was only given to cover up the Lorez, he was only given to Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Moses Ben Yisrael Shenis. All the Yidin had only Mila and Shikata Biora Priya also. What does it mean? The dinner for you is only like in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlos. No, it's only like after the Mishal Yisrael Sayyad is like, so the same over here. Tan Nechir is Mutar, Kray the Mishal Yisrael Sayyad. So what did he tell him? Don't know that he should be careful to shop at the night, he shouldn't have a tequila, shouldn't make an availer. He said, yeah, it's not going to be an availer. That's the Tan Nechir is Mutar. The Tan Nechir is saying, no, but the Medrash says that it was Erev Pesach. One was for the Korban Pesach, one was for the Korban Chagigah. And even though the Gemara says in Machlokes, one time I hope it's Tan Nechir with Musa, but by Korban is the Korban Nechir. That's what he meant. Don't be shot in his night, because today it's a Korban. Other day is all year long, Eis of the Shech, Tan Nechir. There was no Chomish of Hashrit, there was no Tan of Tekina. Not that he was afraid of Yali Machlokes, because he's a Sumer, a Gansu Sumer, no. Or you won't talk to Shech with a second woman is Mutter. It's not the Gomer. He doesn't need no Kishkit. The Kishkit shows us like that. But he said, this is a common sense, so you have to have... You have to have that Kishkit. So whole literature...